Okay, well, now we're going to be shifting over to the Green Chamber of the South. We will be talking about all things environmental here. They are fostering sustainable economic development by supporting green entrepreneurs and the creation of green local jobs. And the Chamber contributes to sustainable economic development by supporting clean technology entrepreneurs and the adoption of clean technology and the overall growth and success of sustainable businesses practices throughout the Southeast U.S. And we have Bernie, and we also have Robert Newcomer here. So I'm going to start by reading Robert's bio, and then I will shift over to Bernie's. Bernie Bergner. Got that? I think I said it right. And so welcome to the show, Bernie. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you very much.
All right. So Robert is a lawyer, and he's practiced law in Atlanta, Georgia since 1996. His legal practice is a mix of commercial litigation and real estate, environmental, and business law. Mr. Newcomer is a lead AP and serves on the Sustainable Building Task Force for Sustainable Atlanta and the Sustainability Task Force for Atlanta Beltline. He's a member of the U.S. Green Building Council Georgia Chapter and the Urban Land Institute Atlanta District Council, where he serves on several committees. Mr. Newcomer helped establish and serves on a number of nonprofit boards. He's a founding member of EduCab, whose mission is to improve school board performance in DeKalb County through civic engagement, candidate endorsements, and professional board training. Mr. Newcomer received his JD from Duke University School of Law, where he graduated cum laude, and served as an editor of the Duke Environmental Law and Policy Forum. He received his master's degree in environmental management from Duke University Nicholas School of the Environment. Mr. Newcomer is admitted to practice in the state of Georgia and is a member of the State Bar of Georgia and the Atlanta Bar Association Real Estate Section, and was the past chair of the Environmental Section. Robert is an avid long-distance cyclist and trail runner. And again, welcome, Robert.
Thank you. Very pleased to be here.
Yes. And then Bernie Bergner is a member of the Green Chamber of the South and leads the Chamber's Greenhouse Accelerator Program, whose objective it is to help create green jobs through the support of early-stage green startups and sustainability initiatives within existing companies. Early in his career, Bernie helped fund and grow small businesses in various countries and industries in South America in a financial as well as consulting function, working for an investment company out of Lima, Peru. Then he worked for over 20 years with a water treatment company in Atlanta, being responsible for its international business development. Today, Bernie's activities are focused on encouraging and supporting companies to adopt sustainable business practices. Okay, guys, welcome. So,
Thanks for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure. I've heard a lot about the Green Chamber, and I'm excited to meet you both. So why don't you tell me a little bit more about it?
Well, the Green Chamber is a nonprofit tax-exempt organization whose mission is economic development. And we do that in several ways. We support the growth and success of green business practices, as well as the innovation and adoption of clean technology.
Like clean natural gas trucks?
That's one of them.
There you go. Our sponsor, WastePro, has clean natural gas trucks, which I think is very nice. So how does Green Chamber contribute to sustainable economic development exactly?
Well, the Green Chamber of the South seeks to educate, connect, collaborate, and grow. We educate our members. We help connect them to each other and other businesses and opportunities. We work to collaborate, help them collaborate with each other, with other organizations, as well as grow. And that gets back to our primary purpose, which is economic development, green jobs.
There you go. So do you see a big uptick in green jobs?
Yes, I do. Whether it's a big might be a relative term, but certainly a steady growth. It's been that way recently, and I think that will continue.
I just had the World Congress Center Environmental Sustainability Director on, and they created that job, you know, just to handle sustainability issues. I thought that was a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. I think you see that happening in corporations and the private business sector as well.
Okay. So what is sustainable economic development? We throw that term around a lot. So let's take a look at that.
Well, sustainable economic development takes into consideration the the social and environmental impacts of business, of industries. Economic development that does not take those factors into account equally with financial or economic incentive, in my opinion, isn't sustainable in the long run. So sustainable economic development puts equal weight on social and environmental impacts.
Gotcha. And is that being embraced by in the Atlanta business marketplace? It seems like it's always a balance between cost and outcomes, and you know that's always a challenge, I think, for business owners that are got all the different demands on them to say, okay, you know, how much effort and money are we going to put into this? So how do you kind of call your base and get them more interested?
I think the business people that truly understand sustainability don't see it as an either or. That there is a sweet spot where they can balance financial benefits, positive social impacts, and not just minimal environmental impacts, but in many cases even a positive environmental impact. That they can, if they can find that sweet spot in their particular business,
right?
That will make them sustainable, successful in the long run.
So you kind of help shine a light on what that might be for them.
Yes, we and to shine a light. We don't always have all, we don't have all the answers now, we work to help our members in particular, Green Chamber of the South, to find what that sweet spot is in their particular business.
Gotcha.
And maybe just to expand on this, if I may, I mean there are trade-offs oftentimes to be made, but oftentimes when you look at this, all three factors here. They all relate very directly to what we know as the financial bottom line anyway, because we are essentially talking here about using your resources efficiently, and the less you use of it, the less it costs you. So many of these initiatives you undertake to become more sustainable in one way or another fall directly to your bottom line, not to speak, of course, also of all the risk factors you address, and you eliminate those kinds of costs.
Very good. So, what are some of the programs that the chamber offers?
Well, the Green Chamber, probably our signature program, is a Green Wednesday lunch, first Wednesday of each month, held at Five Seasons in West Midtown. We also have with one of our partners, BOMA, we do a real estate breakfast series. We also have a Bugs. Business growth and sustainability series that we've been doing with the Gwinnett County Chamber of Commerce for a number of years. We also do industry tours, executive roundtables, social mixers, and a variety of other programs and events.
I'll have to connect you with Waste Pro because they have the state's largest recycling facility, and it's something to behold, I have been told.
Absolutely. Would love to connect with them.
Absolutely. So, Bernie, tell us more about what you're doing there and helping develop new jobs.
Yeah, when we say our objective is to create jobs, you quickly talk about jobs with small companies, because when you look at our overall economy, that's where most of the jobs are. That's where most of the job growth is, with new companies, many of them very small. So we're trying to help stock that pond, if you want, as new companies can grow. And everybody knows that a lot of startups just fail. They fail before they get to become successful in one or another, before they find somebody who's willing to invest in them if money is what they need. So what we want to do is to shorten that space, that time frame, during which companies, small companies, grow and get to a mature level where they can actually attract interest, attract customers, attract investors, and continue to build jobs.
So do you focus entirely on businesses that have an environmental focus? I know, you know, there are different accelerators around town and they have their focus. Is that what your focus is, or do you work with all business types?
We work with all business types from the point of view of what they do. We have service companies. We have manufacturing companies. We work in all kinds of industries, but our focus is green in one way or another. As Robert was saying earlier, mitigating impacts themselves, helping others to mitigate their impacts on the environment, on our social structure around us, by the products they're selling, the services they're offering, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Can you mention any of the companies that are currently in your accelerator program right now?
Yeah, they cover quite a range. We have companies like those who collect rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
We have companies that offer services, programs, and a bit of hardware that facilitate the energy management in a in an office building, for example, especially your smaller medical offices, for example, that have a bit of different kind of expectations than your large buildings that are already served. We have companies that offer products like a new induction light fixture for your high bay warehouse or plant application. We have a waste to energy company, takes municipal waste, the waste you put at the curb, takes it and turns it into electricity. We have a company that uses solar energy to generate a bit of electricity, but also more than anything else, desalinates ocean water to produce potable water. So it goes across the board in all kinds of applications, mainly around, I mean, looking at the range of companies we have, mainly around energy mm-hmm. savings, that kind of resources at the forefront.
Wow, it's amazing to hear all the different ideas, the bright ideas going on. It's wonderful to know that's happening here in Atlanta.
There's actually, you know, I find this extremely encouraging when you sometimes look at this picture from the, in a more aggregate kind of view of what you hear in the politics, what you read in the paper. It just seems so slow and nothing moves and there's so many hurdles. When you actually work in this space a little more, you meet people, you go on websites, you look at companies, there's a lot going on with new companies. There's a lot going on in existing companies who are trying to improve how they do things and become more sustainable ultimately.
Hmm. So let me kind of just shift and kind of figure out what specifically you're offering in your accelerator program.
Yeah, we are different from other accelerators that you might know in two ways. For one, we are more long-term. As we work with these companies, we work with them for 18 months, 30 months, depending on what it takes, depending on the project, up at the point where we both, the accelerated company and ourselves, we think they are mature enough to go on their own. And the other is we really bring sort of a call it a duopack of offerings, one that I call the wisdom bucket and the money bucket.
Take the money bucket.
You take the money bucket. But that is actually the point. The money bucket is there from a lot of corners. I mean, you have angel investors, you have venture capital doesn't really invest in those early companies, but while it's difficult to get money, it's available to get the money. What oftentimes is more difficult to get for these companies is the managerial support. I mean, startups are always founded by an individual or by teams who know something very well. They're all smart people. They have a certain technology or whatever it is that business is founded on. But like all of us, we don't know everything. There are always bits and pieces we're missing that are required to make this successful. And what we do is we have this resource of about 140, 150 companies in the Green Chamber who are either entrepreneurs themselves, have been there, or are people in senior executive positions in a company, existing company. And what we do is we go back to that resource and we form a team of advisors around the startup, usually one lead advisor and maybe a second, maybe a third person. And literally accompany that startup through these 18-month, 30-month, whatever it happened, whatever length of time is appropriate, and meet regularly with them. We always stress this point, we don't do the work. We do everything pro bono. So there's always a fine line how far we can go in giving advice until something has to be paid because we really do some real work has to get done to work out a contract or whatever else it is. But what we do is we help entrepreneurs find the way to the solution. We point out where, which direction they may want to go, what they might be missing, what else might be out there they should look at. And we can be as little as, do as little as holding hands. Entrepreneurs oftentimes are very lonely. They have this idea. They have this mountain of a problem in front of them. For them to just go out and meet, we meet maybe once a month at least, maybe more often depending on the circumstances. For an entrepreneur to be able to sit down with somebody and just sometimes just vent or talk about an issue, you know, we're not the smartest people in the world either. Sometimes I've been in situations where I didn't say much of a word. The person literally talks themselves to the solution only because there is an opportunity to talk about it, think through it, maybe a word here and there, and it helps.
I think a lot of people can agree with that. Many times you just need to talk and you're like not looking for the solution. I know I've used that on my husband before. I don't want the answer. I just want you to listen. So that's great. I was going to ask you if it cost anything, but you said that you do it pro bono mostly,
We do it pro bono. What we ask are two things. We, for one, those accelerated companies need to become members of the Green Chamber, which especially if they are a startup and you know our dues are based on revenue, there's not much there usually, so it's a minimal kind of a monetary requirement. What we do ask is that they give back once they have been successful. All we do is based on the reciprocity. So as we help a particular entrepreneur to become successful, we expect those people, once they have become successful and have moved on, to give back and advise somebody else who's at the early stage of that curve and help them to become successful.
Does the program work? Do you have a track record? How long you've been doing this?
Yeah, we are a startup ourselves, honestly speaking. We've been maybe a year and a half that we've been doing this. We've worked with about 23 companies so far and have three companies in the accelerator proper. We spend a lot of time in an assessment phase to make sure there's a good match and all that. So we haven't been in this doing this for long enough to really have a track record through the whole accelerator. We are basing this to some extent on a model that's been working in France for about 27, 28 years, doing essentially what I just described, what we're doing here. And the interesting thing is that when they're able to pull together an entrepreneur and his team with an advisory team and with the financial resources, as I was talking about, well, actually, we haven't talked about this yet, they have a success rate of more than 80%, meaning that if you look at 5 years after these companies started the program, they're still in existence, they're still growing, they employ people, which in this space of startups is extremely surprising because it's usually the other way around. You, many more fail. So this combination of giving financial support and managerial advice, if you want to call it that, seems to work. We try to replicate that.
Imagine that. Yeah. Money and good advice will get you far in life.
Yeah.
That's great. So it sounds like you have an interesting accelerator process going on over there. So if somebody was interested in applying, what is some of the criteria and how would they contact you in order to learn more about it?
The easiest thing is probably to look on our website, GreenCS for Chamber South, greencs.org. We have a tab. We have some tabs there that speak about the chamber, and we have a tab there that speaks specifically about our greenhouse accelerator. And there is actually there a form that one can fill in, give some very basic information on the company, and we then follow up and meet with them and take it from there.
Okay.
Let me just maybe just add, because I think we missed that piece on the financial side to clarify that picture. We're not investors. So we don't invest money, as some accelerators actually do. We loan. We give small loans, $10,000 to $50,000, that just help over those early phases, longer-term loans, to the kind of people that's another problem in that space. The startups, because they're all maxed out on their credit cards and asked all the friends they have, they won't be able to get a loan from a bank. They have no collateral. So we are able to give loans that do not require collateral, no interest or very low interest, a longer period of payback. But we are more comfortable doing that because we very closely work with that startup to make sure they're actually going to be in a position to have the cash flow to pay it back.
Mm-hmm. So you take a long, hard look at who you loan money to so you can pick the winners and make sure that they're in a position to succeed.
Right. And it's the people. I mean, more than anything else, everybody will tell. I mean, it's nothing new. What makes the difference is the people, the entrepreneurs, the team mm-hmm. who execute their plan, much mm-hmm. more than the product itself or the business itself. So, yeah, we do spend a lot of time to make sure we understand who these people are and whether they have what it takes to become successful.
So is it strictly a loan, or do you take an equity position like an angel?
No, we don't. No, we're not investors. Some accelerators do that sometimes. They're sort of first line, even before round one or two, they take a 5 or 6% equity position for the advice they gave over a certain period of time. We do not do that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be as neutral, if you want, as possible. And as we consider ourselves sort of almost as family to those entrepreneurs, working with them over that period of time. So, we're not taking an investment position. The most we do is provide that loan.
Okay, great. Well, it sounds like the Green Chamber has some interesting things going on. So, Robert, is there any other highlights that you can share with the listeners about the Green Chamber that we should know about?
No, I think Bernie did an excellent job talking about our greenhouse accelerator. He puts and our other members on the steering committee have put a tremendous amount of work into it, and it's a program that we're very proud of and very excited about its potential.
That's well, you should be. You've done a lot. That's great. So let's learn more about Robert and Bernie. So can you guys share with the listeners some of your, I mean, you're both very smart, very educated, very successful people, some business advice for our listeners on how that they can achieve success?
I will share probably one of the best pieces of advice I was ever given when I first started practicing law. And that is to spend as much of your time doing things that you find interesting and things that you are passionate about. I have found, and I think most people that I've talked to have found, that they will do more of it. They will be better at it, and it will be fun and rewarding along the way. And that's one reason why I have gotten involved and have been involved with the Green Chamber of the South.
Very good. It doesn't feel like work when you love it, right?
Almost never.
Almost never. How about you, Bernie?
Yeah, in this green space particularly, if you want to become a VP of sustainability as they exist, I would suggest don't start by going somewhere and take a course in sustainability. What I think is more important is to, whether it's law or an engineer or a mechanic, whatever it is, truly learn a profession that that can fulfill a function in a company and do that well and know yourself, your way around well in that area. And from there, build sustainability into what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because just like other things in the company too, I mean, this doesn't belong into a silo where those guys over there in that row of office concern themselves with sustainability. It's a pair of lenses, really, that everybody should wear as you do whatever you do in a company. So to have that solid base of knowledge and skills in a certain profession and then add the sustainability aspects to it from whatever additional school you go to or courses you take mm-hmm. is, I think, the best way to go there.
That's good advice. I'm going to have to use that on my junior in high school. He's thinking about all those things now. So let's hear your X factor, guys. What do you bring to your work that nobody else can bring?
Well, speaking for myself, I think probably what I found most beneficial to me to the groups I worked with to do is an ability to listen, and not just sort of listen and hear what they say, but to make sure you understand what the other party's needs are, whether it's literally in a negotiation on a business deal or just some daily work at work. and to find those win-win opportunities that always exist and build whatever you want to do around that. Just understanding what the needs of your team are and respect them and make sure everybody finds their win in what you do.
So listen for understanding. It's not always easy, but you have two ears and one mouth and use them in that order, right?
That's right.
How about you, Robert?
Well, I think I may have already given mine away in my advice. But one of the things that I have done for a while now in my law practice, and you know, one of the things that led me to the Green Chamber of the South, is I seek to work with people, clients who are doing something that they're interested in. Bernie talked about the entrepreneurs that we work with in the accelerator. They are doing something they're interested in, something they know about, and something that they are very passionate about. And I have tried to do that, and I am doing that in my law practice. And not everyone does that. And I think that helps. It helps me stand out from other lawyers practicing. And it's just fun.
There you go, fun. That's a great word to end on. Thank you both so much for being on the show today.
And thanks for having us.
Why don't you go ahead and give a shout out to your website one more time.
GreenCS.org.
Guess what, Georgia? Recycling just got easier thanks to the team at WastePro. Whether it's tossing items into your curbside container at home, being environmentally friendly at the workplace, or properly disposing of your recyclables while at a local event, WastePro can serve all your recycling, collection, and processing needs. WastePro also provides residential and commercial solid waste collection, processing, and disposal. WastePro cares for the communities we serve and truly are the waste professionals. Call them in Athens at 706-227-3222 or in Atlanta at 770-777-1447.